Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we present the first in a series of broadcast concerts from this summer's 45th Jazzport Townsend, presented by Centrum. The main stage concerts are from the 1,200-seat McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden, and they range from a duo to big band. The artists also served as the faculty for the week-long jazz workshop, which precedes the festival on the last weekend of July. On today's show, we'll hear the opening of the Friday night concert with a great duo of clarinetist Anat Cohen and Marcelo Gonzalez, who plays seven-string acoustic guitar. Based in New York, Anat Cohen tours all over the world, and she's appeared in the Shorrow Workshop at Fort Worden, as well as with Fred Hirsch at Jazz Alley in Seattle recently. In this concert at Jazzport Townsend, she teams with Brazilian guitarist Marcelo Gonzalez, who she met while touring in Brazil. Marcelo Gonzalez holds a doctorate in music and is a professor at the Federal University in Rio de Janeiro. The duo has recorded an album of music by Moacir Santos, and they begin this concert with a set of short pieces by Santos called Coisas, or Things. Here are Anat Cohen, clarinet, and Marcelo Gonzalez, guitar, in concert, from Jazzport Townsend.
Thank you.
You're listening to a concert of music by Moisir Santos from Jazzport Townsend, featuring Annette Cohen clarinet and Marcelo Gonzalez seven-string guitar. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest.
Thank you. Marcelo Gonçalves.
Thank you very much, dear people, Port Townsend, and visitors from the neighborhood or from further away. We're so happy to be here in this big celebration of music, life, education, future, present. There's no better way than celebrate and feel music together. So thank you for being here, supporting. We started our show with some music by a composer from the northeast of Brazil, from the state of Pernambuco. The composer is called Moacir Santos. And Moacir Santos made his way all the way from the northeast to Brazil, to Rio de Janeiro, to become a radio arranger, and was a saxophone player and clarinet player. And eventually he moved to Los Angeles. And in 1965, Moacir Santos came out with an album called Coisas, which means things. And the names of the songs on his album is Coisa Number One, Coisa Number Two, Coisa Number Three, etc. And when this album came out, it was really revolutionary, and it blew everybody's mind because they never heard such a combination of jazz with folkloric Afro-Brazilian rhythms. And Moacir Santos wrote especially for a big band, and this combination of sound was very, very influential for a lot of musicians like Sergio Mendes and Baden Powell. And Marcelo had this idea of taking those big band arrangements and reducing them to his seven-string guitar. By the way, this is a seven-string guitar. There's an extra low strings. Maybe you cannot count from all the way far there, over there. So make the arrangement for the seven-string guitar and my clarinet. And so we worked together, we got together, and Marcelo is playing all those, the parts of the trombones, the trumpets, the saxophone, guitar, bass, piano, drums, and he puts everything there, and I get to float, do my thing, on top of it, which is wonderful. And we got together in Brazil, and we read through the music, and we recorded it, and we put an album together that was nominated for a Grammy. And the album, yeah, thank you. So we played, we started the set with Coisa Number Six, Thing Number Six. Then we played Coisa Number One. Then we played Coisa Number Five. That got also the name Nana. And we're gonna play two more songs by Moacir Santos, and the next one is the title track of our album, which is called Otra Coisa, Another Thing, and followed by Coisa Number 10. So, by the way, today is Moacir Santos' birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Moacir. This is for you. Thank you.
88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest. You're listening to a concert from Jazzport Townsend with Anat Cohen and Marcelo Gonzalez.
Thank you.
We play a song by the great Milton Nascimento. The song is called Paolo in Bebeto. The next song we're going to play is a song I wrote when I was in Brazil. I went to Brazil for the first time in the year 2000, and my life was never the same. I was a saxophone player focusing on playing primarily tenor saxophone, and I went down to Brazil and I fell in love utterly and completely with a genre called choro, C-H-O-R-O, yeah. And which led me back to play the clarinet because, you know, it was hard to find a fit for it in jazz at the time. And, if, you know, people always said, don't you have a saxophone to bring? Just don't bring that thing. And everybody always asks me if it's Benny Goodman or Artie Shaw, and I always say it's choro. It's Paulo Moura, and it's Provetta, it's other people. It's also Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, and Buddy DeFranco. Of course, you cannot live without them, but there's addition. And when I went there for the first time, I met Marcelo, and I didn't know that at the time there was a... In Rio de Janeiro, because Marcelo is from Rio, there was a revival of choro because it's music from the turn of the last century, and every 20, 30 years or more, there's a revival and suddenly people want to play it again. And I discovered a lot of young people eager to play it, and it was in all the bars in the village of of Rio in Lapa. Everywhere you could hear choro. And I came back and to New York, and we had a choro ensemble, and I said, we're going to make a community and play choro. And it's happening now. And here in Port Townsend, there's people playing choro, and Centrum has a choro workshop every year. And there's some people from the workshop in the audience. Hi, guys. And I always talk about choro because I love this music. So sorry I digressed, because we are here at the Jazz Week, and which we can talk about what an amazing, amazing experience it is. When I showed up here just a week ago, and I walked into, we arrived here, and walking into the Wheeler Theater and seeing all the faculty sitting in half a circle on the stage, and my jaw was like, because they are all amazing, amazing musicians, and John Clayton really put together, I don't know, he handpicked all those amazing people, and I was like, I get to hang out with these people and play with them and watch them at work, educate and give their spirit. And I know them, a lot of them I worked with in the past, and I know how inspiring they are as musicians, and I can only imagine what an amazing experience it is for everybody to have them as teachers, as well as people to just stand by and listen to them perform. So what a treat. Thank you, Centrum, for this. So here comes a choro I wrote when I was waiting for my niece to be born. It's called Waiting for Amalia. This is for Gwen. Thank you.
Waiting for Amalia, composition by clarinetist Anat Cohen, heard here with Marcelo Gonsalves on 7-string guitar, in a concert from Jazzport Townsend, coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest. Here's Marcelo Gonsalves.
The next song we'd like to dedicate to Greg, to John, and other people that work at Centrum. It's been a great week, and we really felt like the title of this song. It's a composition by Moacir Santos, and it's called Paraíso, which means paradise.
thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I would like all of us to say thank you to my carioca partner, Marcelo Gonçalves on the 7-string guitar. So we're going to play one more, but we want to thank you all for being here. And this is our first Northwest appearance, but I hope we will be back. Yeah. And so here comes a tribute to the great Baden Powell. Baden Powell, great guitar player, composer from Brazil, was a student of Moacir Santos. So here's a song of mine called In the Spirit of Baden, and we'll see you shortly. Thank you so much. You guys know this Brazilian instrument called cuíca? It makes this sound. I need your help to be with our percussion players. You guys are too shy, really? It's Fort Townsend! Mm-hmm.
Concluding this concert from McCurdy Pavilion at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, that was Annette Cohen, clarinet, and Marcelo Gonsalves, seven-string guitar, playing a tune by Annette Cohen in the spirit of Baden, named for Brazilian guitarist and composer Baden Powell. Much of the music played in this concert is available on a CD by the duo Outra Coisa. Thanks to Annette and Marcelo for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to John Clayton, Artistic Director, and Greg Miller, Jazz Program Manager of Jazz Port Townsend, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Neville Pearsall, Lucy Peckham, and Mike Sicarius for house sound and assistance with recording this concert for Jazz Northwest. Next week, we'll have another concert from Friday night at Jazz Port Townsend, Equal Time, an organ trio with Akiko Suruga, Hammond B3, Graham Dechter, guitar, and Jeff Hamilton at the drums. That's next Sunday on Jazz Northwest. We have a podcast of this program available at knkx.org, or you can stream it anytime at jazznw.org. A few items on our jazz calendar on the way out today. There's a Shoro Jam going on right now at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood. Kirk Whalum's Last Night at Jazz Alley is tonight. Monday night, Rayol's Trio plays at Brother Don's in Bremerton. Tuesday, Xavier Le Couturier's group plays at Tula's. There's a block party at the future home of Jazz Ed in Columbia City at 22nd Avenue South from 6 to 9:30. Wednesday, Dimitri Matheny and Holly Pyle will be at Tula's doing the Burt Bacharach songbook. Jessica Luria and Yoshi Fruchter Quartet play at the Royal Room. Overton Berry at the piano and Bruce Ferris on bass are the duo at Tula's on Thursday night as Jane Monheit opens her run at Jazz Alley. And a great group led by Thomas Marriott, a quintet at Tula's Friday and Saturday night. Thomas on trumpet, Rick Mandyke, the saxophonist, Mark Seals, piano, Jeff Johnson, bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums will be playing at Tula's Friday and Saturday night. Lots of great groups playing at Tula's over the next couple of months. Tula's will be closing at the end of September, and a lot of musicians are planning blowout sessions. Be sure to get down and enjoy the music at Tula's for a few last times during the last 2 months of the club, which has been in business in Belltown for 26 years. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KNKX. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.